Recently, the four African countries, partnering with international organizations, reached an agreement to establish a framework for using the water from the aquifer. According to this agreement, the countries have committed to the shared vision of cooperative management with full involvement of the joint authority. The joint authority is the coordination body established by the four countries for the study and development for the Nubian sandstone aquifer. Professor Ahmad Rashad Kathar is the vice president of the National Water Research Center of Egypt.
For 5 years, we have been studying the aquifer system. We have identified all those issues of mutual interest. We have identified also those transboundary problems, you know. By signing this document today, the Strategic Action Program, this, as I said, declared the consent of the four countries to start actually implementation of those joint projects together.
The IAEA worked with the countries and international organizations to map the aquifer. The agency did this by using a technique known as isotope hydrology. There are some natural occurring isotopes of water that have radioactive properties, and such isotopes with time decay and become stable. In applying isotope detection techniques, scientists can determine the quantity, quality, and renewability of water by measuring its radioactive isotopes. Mr. Andrew Hudson is the head of Water and Ocean Governance Program from United Nations Development Program.
UNDP-GF really approached IAEA as a United Nations agency partner, specifically targeting the great technical capacities that the agency has in the area of groundwater hydrology, that is, how understanding how underground water moves, how to protect it, how to manage it. And so the agency has a superb capacity in a number of agencies, number of areas related to monitoring groundwater quantity and quality, how it moves around the system.
Nubian sandstone aquifer is the world's largest known fossil aquifer system. It is a non-renewable water resource system. It covers almost 2 million square kilometers, and the aquifer is an important future source of water for these countries. The four countries' water security depend on the sustainable use of the aquifer. Dr. Tabi Dashothai is the state minister of water resources and electricity in Sudan. She states the importance of the project for her country.
My country is vast, the Sudan, and we do suffer problems of water resources, especially in the semi-desert areas and the areas that are far away from the River Nile. That's why it's extremely important for us. It will be important for human beings, drinking water, for farming activities, for our animal resources as well.
The International Atomic Energy Agency is applying isotopic hydrology techniques to other aquifers in the continent. The IAEA is working with Sahel countries for similar effort to map aquifers and build a mechanism to collective management of resources. This is Steve Thatcher reporting from the IAEA, Vienna, Austria.